You're listening to Johnny Seifert on Talk Radio, and it was 6 years ago that we first met the Wright family in Essex. Since then, the oldest child and ladies' man has got married, appeared in The Jungle and on The Ballroom, and is now seen hosting a variety of shows. I'm delighted to welcome to Talk Radio, it's only Mark Wright. Hello, Mark.
How are you doing?
Very well, how are you?
Good, I'm really good, thank you.
I can't believe it. Do you know, 6 years, it doesn't feel like 6 years. I mean, you only did three series of TOWIE, and it feels like that was such a big chunk of your life.
Yeah, I know. That's such a good point. I always feel the same. Three series, and that was in the space of 10 months, I think, or 11 months, 6 years ago. And it still feels like everybody talks about it and the fact that I was on the show. So, it has gone so quick. Time has just completely flown, but it's been amazing.
Because your mum cowers on it.
My mum just goes on there for, just a bit of fun with her friend Debbie. It's how she gets to see her friend. She doesn't really get, she's never there when any drama's happening. She doesn't get involved in it.
She just likes sitting at the back and kind of just doing
Doesn't turn up to them places. She just turns up with Debbie, like on a park walking the dogs, and does a funny scene and it's game over for the week. She just has a laugh of it, really. So she doesn't get involved in any of it. So, no. But the way I catch up is just by watching it. I love the show. I always watch it.
Because it was 6 years ago, but then 5 years ago, you started to take me out the gossip. And even that's strange in itself. I just can't believe how much time flies. And I suppose because I'm growing up and being at university, then gone to employment, and you've come with me through that journey. So how do you look back at 5 years of Take Me Out?
Well, I feel the same as you. I think it's the age we're at. Life just goes so much quicker. You're not used to it going this quick. But Take Me Out, I absolutely love it. You know, when I first started the show, I was offered the show and I was like, this is going to be incredible. I love to gossip. It's kind of what I did on TOWIE, as you like. You know, gossiping about people's love lives and stuff. But I was doing it as the host. So it was me taking a back step from being spoken about and having my love life on the line, which I didn't like particularly, hence I left so quick. Being the host to find out the gossip, I can do that all day long. So doing it as a job, it's like the best paid job in the world in a sense. Because I just love it. It doesn't feel like a job.
You got married last year. So are you looking back to the young ones of like, this is how I got to where I am dating. This is what you should be doing. Just don't do it, because I know if you do something like that, you'll kind of regret it later on.
I do sit there and kind of think, no, I know how this is going to come across on telly. You know, pull it back, or you need to say this to come across better almost. So I suppose I'm thinking that, and sometimes I do give advice to the guys off camera, like they might want to hold things back, and my point is to them, look, you're on a TV show, you came on this to find a date for sure, but also to, you know, go on TV, so make the most of it, don't hold anything in, you know, tell me what you want to tell me. That's what I used to do, so they kind of sometimes take my advice with that.
How do you look at the media? Because there's so much focus on celebrity relationships. Do you get worried sometimes that you've literally just got journalists sitting there just writing stories for the fun of it when you know it's not true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. When you hear that when you're young growing up and you're like, oh, don't believe anything in the papers, you kind of...
You have to believe it.
Yeah, you kind of ignore that and you're like, oh, well, they wouldn't write if it wasn't true. And then until you're in it yourself and you're reading stuff about yourself, there's not one element of truth to it. That's when you turn around and say, right, now I know what people mean. They are literally making this up.
What can we expect from the Villa this year?
So the Villa this year, I mean, the best thing about the gossip, every week is completely different. There's, you know, other shows that are at houses or, you know, in other environments, you kind of get the same cast members for the whole series, which is great. And you see relationships build and, you know, relationships fall. But what makes us different is that there's different people every single week. So we have one group of, you know, guys in the Villa who might be lively, then the next group might be just... there might be loads of drama amongst the group, and just every week is different. And this first week, it's a good episode. It's a good launch to the series.
Well, because we saw the dates match up last Saturday night. So they've then gone to Fernando's and then, you know, gone there. What's your role kind of for them in the initial stage?
So they get to Fernando's and we introduce ourselves to them. We tell them to go and find their bedrooms and, you know, get yourself settled. Tonight's going to be fun. And then we just kind of set up some situations to see the relationships unfold. Then we go out on the town Then they go back, we go to bed, me and my co-host Laura, because by that time we're tired. We've been up since...
You're getting old, Mark.
Yeah, I am, actually. They go back to the villa, and as you can imagine, drama unfolds, and then we find it all out in the morning. And
you mentioned other dating shows, obviously you've got Love Island, but also Blind Date's coming back. What do you make of a Blind Date as a format? Because Kind of Take Me Out was based on Blind Date to begin with.
Yeah, I think if this Paul O'Grady rumour is true, which I think it might have been confirmed...
Yeah, they're filming it now, yeah.
Okay, right, so I think that's... I just think that's genius. I think when it first was reported it was coming back, I was a little bit like, it might be a bit dated now. But Paul O'Grady for that show, Scouser, he was Scylla's best mate. I think it's like the most perfect choice they could have wished for, and I think it's going to be a great show.
Well, Take Me Out returns on Saturday night, but then you can see Take Me Out The Gossip on Sunday night at 9 p.m. on ITV2.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.